1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Vice President Kamala Harris announcing on social media Friday night that she's officially signed her paperwork to be a candidate for president as she takes the reins from President Biden as the likely Democratic nominee. Amid her candidacy comes questions about who she'll pick as a running mate. One of the often cited names, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, spoke to local union groups Friday.
You could not have a clear contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And let me tell you something, he's pretty afraid. Y'all see, he's backing out of the debate now. He's afraid to stand toe-to-toe with our vice president.
Former President Trump, meanwhile, spoke Friday night to a conservative Christian gathering criticizing Biden and Harris. Fire crews in Northern California continuing to battle the fast-growing Park Fire near Chico. The fire's again doubled in size over the past 24 hours and is 0% contained. This is ABC News. Former FBI agent Peter Strzok reportedly reaching an agreement with the DOJ over his firing 6 years ago.
Attorneys for Peter Strzok announced that the former FBI agent reached a settlement with the Justice Department of $1.2 million related to claims his privacy rights were violated when his private text messages were publicly released. They included exchanges with then-FBI lawyer Lisa Page that contained his political opinions about former President Donald Trump. In 2018, the FBI fired Strzok after the messages went public. His attorneys say they continue to pursue First Amendment rights and reinstatement from the government, claiming Strzok was unlawfully terminated. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A judge on Friday rejecting an effort by GOP lawmakers in Arizona to use the language unborn human being in information pamphlets that voters will use to weigh a ballot measure that would expand abortion access in the state. The judge said the language is packed with emotion and partisan meaning. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot with the Movies. So without spoilers, what did you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Media news, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill to protect communities from sudden hospital closures. As James Kelly reports, it's a response to what happened in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this year.
The new legislation is meant to protect communities from the sudden closure of essential hospitals. If passed into law, a closing hospital system would be required to notify the Department of Health and Human Services and develop a plan with public input to connect patients with accessible care. The notification would be required at least 90 days in advance of the closure. I'm James Kelly.
Baldwin is running for re-election against challenger Eric Hovde. Emerald ash borers have been found in all 72 Wisconsin counties as of Friday. The tree-killing pest was first spotted in Wisconsin in 2008. The Department of Natural Resources says one day they'll kill virtually all of Wisconsin's ash trees. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series tonight against the Marlins. The Marlins have just added former All-Star Randy Arozarena following a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays. Meanwhile, it appears that Christian Yelich has opted for rest and rehab rather than undergo season-ending back surgery. The 32-year-old Yelich is on the IL for a second time this season with back problems. Yesterday, at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the Padres let right-hander Dylan Cease finish the game with 114 pitches and just three walks on the Padres radio network.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a
The Padres won 3-0. NFL training camp. The Packers now practicing in pads today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Meanwhile, Jordan Love contract talks continue with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the low 70s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend, highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Another warm day with a high in the mid 80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. Currently at 75 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
The Kamala Sugar High continues on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the very next one. But the ice picks are coming out for her. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Kevin Roberts is the architect of Project 2025. He's the head of the Heritage Foundation. He's the guy who said that this will be the second American Revolution and it will be peaceful if the liberals or if the left allows it. In other words, they're willing to use violence. But it turns out that there's a little more to Kevin Roberts than we knew about. You've probably heard of Opus Dei. Opus Dei, O-P-U-S-D-E-I. Opus Dei is a radical Catholic group. They're international. They are rabidly anti-abortion, anti-birth control. Women should have basically no power. No woman can be a priest. No woman can serve, you know, in any position of power, real power. In their organization, or frankly, in the Catholic Church. And this is one of the most right-wing extremist groups. In fact, Pope John Paul II, the Pope who invited Louise and I to Italy to hang out with him for a little celebration, it was quite an event back in 1999, he was the guy who basically blessed them. And now Pope Francis, who is a lot more liberal, has cut back on some of their powers and authorities and whatnot. Excuse me. It turns out that Kevin Roberts is a member of Opus Dei, this secretive radical Catholic group. They run something called the Catholic Information Center on K Street in Washington, D.C. It's headed by an Opus Dei priest. Kevin Roberts says he goes on a weekly basis for mass and formation, which is formation is like religious guidance and teachings. One of his, this is a, over in The Guardian, Rachel Leingang wrote a great piece about this. The headline is Kevin Roberts, architect of Project 2025, has close ties to radical Catholic group Opus Dei. She notes, outlawing birth control is the hardest political battle facing conservatives in the future, the 50-year-old political strategist said. But he urged conservatives to pursue even small legislation. This is Kevin Roberts is the strategist she's talking about. But he urged conservatives to pursue even small legislative victories, what he called radical incrementalism, to advance these policies. One of the core tenets, she writes, of Opus Dei is that it does not believe in the traditional separation of church and state. Instead, a professor of theology and religious studies at Villanova University, Massimo Fagioli, says, Opus Dei is part of a movement of U.S. conservative and traditionalist Catholicism that holds a view that the United States is the last bastion of Christendom, so that if the United States goes a certain way, so goes Christianity and Catholicism. Now, I'm old enough to remember 1960. Granted, I was 9 years old, but John Kennedy was attacked for being Catholic by Republicans, and the nature of the attacks, the way they went after him, was they said that the Pope would end up being in charge of America. And you know, I think it's reasonable to assert that that definitely did not happen. And in fact, John Kennedy gave a speech to the effect of, you know, I I will be an American president. I will be loyal to the Constitution, not to my Catholic religion and not to the Pope. I mean, he had to come right out and say it. I'm paraphrasing, but you can look it up. This speech is fairly easy to find. So this is, I think this gives us an insight into the motivations of Project 2025. Not that the entire document is a Catholic document. Much of the document reflects the desires of the fossil fuel industry, for example. You know, more drill, baby, drill, and do away with the whole Green New Deal stuff. It reflects the interests of the big insurance companies. No Medicare for all. Make Medicare Advantage the default option for Medicare. That's in Project 2025. It reflects the interests of the big banks. They want to gut the regulatory agencies. It reflects the interests of big tech. It represents that, you know, they want to dial back on antitrust efforts. Basically all of the major industries that love to pour money into the Republican Party, in addition to the hardcore Catholic anti-birth control groups, the hardcore Protestant evangelicals who want to end abortion, along with the Catholics, who want to end abortion, and the apparent, and I didn't realize Opus Dei said, you know, was of the opinion that the separation of church and state is wrong, but it makes perfect sense. I mean, you know, the Catholic Church actually ruled large parts of the world for hundreds of years, for probably well over 1,000 years. So, yeah, the idea that they, you know, the churches should be running politics probably makes perfect sense. But now we have a little better insight into this. Meanwhile, major parts of Project 2025 have already been enacted into law. This is rather troubling. Massive executive power was given to the president in the immunity decision of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is who is enacting these parts of Project 2025 into law. The regulatory state, Project 2025 calls for basically gutting the regulatory state. That process was begun when the Supreme Court knocked down the Chevron deference, saying that rather than agencies deciding the rules going forward about pollution and poison in our air and water and things like that, that judges get to decide these things, even if they have no scientific background. And this whole notion of racial purity, you know, poisoning the blood of America, and family purity, who gets married and who gets to have kids, that seems to be coming down the road. Clarence Thomas has pointed out that in the Dobbs decision, the Supreme Court, overturning Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court rejected the idea, which was put forth first in the Griswold decision in 1965 that legalized birth control. Most famously, it was put forward in 1973 in Roe v. Wade. This conclusion of the Supreme Court at that time that the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, the 14th Amendment, all in aggregate create a right of privacy, a penumbra, a right of privacy that has, you know, multiple logical outcomes, that if you have the right to privacy, you have the right to have birth control in your home. If you have the right to privacy, you have the right to have an abortion. If you have the right to and not have to get permission from the state. If you have the right to privacy, you have the right to marry a person of the same sex. This was Obergefell. If you have the right to privacy, you have the right to marry a person of a different race. That was the Loving versus Virginia case back in the 1960s. All of these cases, with the exception of Loving versus Virginia, probably because he's married to a white woman, Clarence Thomas, in his concurring opinion, in one of these recent opinions, it wasn't Dobbs, but it was one of the ones that followed, said, you know, we have blown up this whole right to privacy rationale on which all of these other decisions are based. And we've only blown up one of those other decisions, Roe v. Wade. So let's go after Griswold. Let's undo the right to birth control. Let's go after Obergefell and undo the right to gay marriage. let's go after Lawrence versus Texas and undo the right of gay people to have intimate relations with other gay people. I should say queer people, you know, the entire LGBTQ plus community. And this is something we need to take very seriously. And I mean, you know, yes, there are these calls to prosecute Clarence Thomas and hold him accountable and all that. I think that, you know, we need to go beyond that. This court is out of control. This court is trying to turn America into a theocracy by, you know, with the cake bakers, right, saying, and the woman who had the website, that she thought somebody one day might want her to design a website for gay marriage, even though nobody ever had, that therefore she had standing. I mean, and it was a religious shtick.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And then there was the coach who was, you know, forcing his team, his high school team, to pray on the 50-yard line. I mean, all of these things, this is what the Supreme Court has brought us. They're trying to reverse America, essentially.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Reed Galen, co-founder of the Lincoln Project.
Project 2025 says that for the first time in 30 years, we want to restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. Yeah. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. But I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I both love award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. And for a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's like getting a month for free. Go now, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com.
We share our hopes, we share our dreams. In this talk show world, we're on the same team. From every station, coast to coast, it's our opinions that matter most. On the airwaves, I'm calling in.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Police in Texas have tried to arrest a librarian for a civil rights book. This is pretty amazing. There's a little bit of body cam footage that has kind of leaked out into the internet, and here it is.
Essentially, the librarians are my suspects. Mm-hmm. If they're the ones that are choosing the books and putting them in there, you know, they're the ones that are carrying the criminal liability. I'm not sure that all the books will necessarily fit the statutory requirement, but I'm doing a criminal investigation into some of your staff.
You're the librarian, correct? What I'm doing is not an administrative investigation, so I cannot compel you to talk to me. Obviously, there's been an allegation of books that were in conflict of the penal code in the library, and so that's what I'm looking into.
I mean, this is what's going on in Texas right now. Police are showing up at libraries. And the book in question was by Toni Morrison. The Blue Eye book. I mean, this is crazy. He tried to interview the librarians without an attorney. There were three librarians that he talked to. All three of them refused to talk to him without an attorney. As you just heard, he said this is a criminal investigation. This was the result of a 2-year investigation. They produced an 824-page investigative file. And this was, again, for checking out one of Toni Morrison's books, for God's sake. And, you know, these librarians are courageous. I mean, standing up to the cops for 2 years and just saying, no, we're not going to go along. What's happening in Texas right now is what Republicans have in mind for the rest of America. And this is serious stuff, and we need to take it seriously. We need to understand that this is not some, they're not just harassing librarians. They're not just, you know, going to school board meetings and whining and complaining. In Texas, they have passed laws. It's a crime now in Texas for librarians to pass out certain books, and the guidelines are so vague that any, you know, books that make people feel bad about race are illegal. Books that talk about gay characters or that even reference a gay character or a queer character of any kind are illegal. And police officers are marching into libraries.
I mean, it's just, Nate, can you play that video again? This is just chilling. Just if you could pop it up and play it again.
Essentially, the librarians are my suspects.
Yeah, put it on
the... If they're the ones that are choosing books and putting them in there, you know, they're the ones that are carrying the criminal liability. I'm not sure that all the books will necessarily fit the statutory requirement, but I'm doing a criminal investigation into some of your staff.
You're the librarian, correct? What I'm doing is not an administrative investigation, so I cannot compel you to talk to me. Obviously, there's been an allegation of books that were in conflict of the penal code in the library, and so that's what I'm looking into.
This is where the Nazis started. You know, 2 weeks after Hitler was made chancellor in 1933, they had the first book burning. And it was all books about, you know, investigations or research, scientific research into being gay, being lesbian, being transgender. It was from, I'm sorry, I don't recall the name of the institute, but it was this institute in Berlin that was world famous for doing work, particularly on transgenderism. And they hauled away the guy who ran it, who was a physician, and they took all the books from this research center out into the street and piled them up in a giant pile, poured gasoline on them, and lit them on fire. That's that famous book-burning bonfire that everybody's seen the picture of. That's that famous picture. That was 2 weeks, as I recall. I mean, fact-check me on this, but it was very, very soon after Adolf Hitler was made Chancellor of Germany in 1933. Maybe 3 weeks, I don't know. But it was very, very shortly thereafter. First, you know, it's not, as Pastor Niemöller said, it's not necessarily first they come for the trade unionists. It's first they come for the communists, or first they come for the socialists. First they come for the books. First they come for the librarians. First they come for the teachers. And we've got these neo-fascist groups out here who are, you know, promoting this stuff. They're all over social media. They show up at public libraries. They're on Fox and other right-wing media constantly. Oh, yes, we are. We are in favor of liberty. We're just, you know, friendly moms. We're just, you know, suburban people. We just care about our children. This is fascism. There's no other word to describe it. I'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with your call. Stay tuned. That was May 10th, 1933, when that book burning happened, but I just told you that. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yeah.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Vice President Kamala Harris announcing on social media Friday night that she's officially signed her paperwork to be a candidate for president as she takes the reins from President Biden as the likely Democratic nominee. Amid her candidacy comes questions about who she'll pick as a running mate. One of the often cited names, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, spoke to local union groups Friday.
You could not have a clear contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Now let me tell you something. He's pretty afraid. Y'all see, he's backing out of the debate now. He's afraid to stand toe-to-toe with our vice president.
Former President Trump, meanwhile, spoke Friday night to a conservative Christian gathering criticizing Biden and Harris. Fire crews in Northern California continuing to battle the fast-growing Park Fire near Chico. The fire has again doubled in size over the past 24 hours and is 0% contained. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is well represented at the Paris Olympics. Here's Lisa Hale.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin's largest school district has an interim superintendent. The Milwaukee Public School Board voted Thursday to place the district's acting superintendent, Eduardo Galvan, into the interim position. He's overseen MPS since Keith Posley resigned in June. The board plans to conduct a national search for a permanent superintendent. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The good news for fans of The Boys is that there will be a season 5. The bad news is that it will be the last season, according to showrunner Eric Kripke. More not-so-great news for fans, producers say the season will take 2 years to shoot and is still in the early stages of development. Producers of the Amazon Prime show say the soonest the new season can drop would be mid-2026. It appears things are finally on track for an I Am Legend sequel. Legendary screenwriter Akiva Goldsman told Deadline there will be good news soon. How can you have a sequel when the main character died in the original? Goldsman says they are sequelizing an alternative ending. When it comes to millions of dollars, Hollywood can be incredibly resourceful and creative. The first installment of the Will Smith film raked in over $500 million in 2007. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with a low only in the low 70s. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid for the weekend, highs in the upper 80s. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Another warm day with a high in the mid 80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. Currently at 75 degrees.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Tune into the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll react to the news from the weekend and talk about the issues impacting us all.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
I'm not sure I'd call it selfish. Anyway, welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. I got, you know, a couple of days ago, I started kind of coughing and wheezing here on the air, and I had a horrible sore throat. It was two days ago, Wednesday. I guess it started on Tuesday. And Wednesday, I was really raw. And I took a COVID test, in fact, got a PCR test. It was negative. So it's just some kind of, you know, common cold and or whatever, or maybe, you know, the remnants of COVID that I had last month. But then Sean said, you know, I've got some honey in the back room. You should try this. And I thought, I don't know. And so, but anyhow, I took a teaspoon of her honey and boom, my throat stopped hurting. Now, it went, you know, it started hurting again after about, you know, an hour, and my voice went away again. And I've been getting better day by day, but then that occurred to me, you know, I remember a formula that this old herbalist, Dr. Christopher, taught Louise and I back in East Lansing when he was a traveling herbal teacher. And he came to MSU and he was doing this whole song and dance, and we became his students, and we really got into herbology for a while. And his thing was you take equal amounts of fresh squeezed lemon juice and honey. And then you take an entire, you know, like about a quarter of a cup of each. And then you take an entire bulb of garlic and run it through a garlic press and crush it up really fine. And you stir all that stuff together and you end up with this lemon honey garlic mix, which is really potent. And I'm telling you, it is knocking this cold out. So just, you know, for future reference. Anyhow, Paul in Elmhurst, Illinois. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, this is kind of like humorous but serious in the sense of you had the Proud Boys and Trump said stand by, whatever they said. Mm. And then you had the march in Charlotte and, you know, the Jews will not replace us.
Right.
Well, I don't get how come the white supremacists are now supporting the Jewish part of the equation. I don't get that part. Like, when they turn around and say Jews will not replace us, but yet Trump and the MEGA support the Jewish war in Israel and
in
Gaza.
Netanyahu. I don't think it's appropriate to call him a whore. It's pretty severe.
I'm sorry,
word,
I did not call him that. That was
I would
just,
call him a war criminal. I mean, let's call him, right. Rather than using slurs that are typically used against women, let's just call him what he is. He's a war criminal.
Tom, that was my accent you heard. I didn't call him that, to be honest, now.
Oh, okay.
It was just whatever they had come out. So, okay. But anyway, do you see my point? They support the white supremacists, but yet they support the Jewish cause as well.
Yeah, well, it's not a Jewish cause. I mean, I support the Jewish cause. I support the Jewish state. Netanyahu is doing serious damage to Israel all around the world and domestically as well. You've got a huge anti-Netanyahu movement. His approval ratings are under 20% in Israel right now. He's extending this war. He's carrying on this war just to keep himself from going to jail. The guy has been indicted for fraud, for taking bribes, for all kinds of horrible things. It's, you know, Israel's going to have to deal with this thing themselves, but I think that we need to be cutting off military aid to them until it happens. Paul, thank you for the call. Tommy in Oxford, Alabama. Hey, Tommy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Well, for the record, my wife and I are childless cat people.
Okay. There you go.
Anyway, you talked before. I run a veterans support site.
Uh-huh.
But I want to talk about the 2025 agenda for veterans, and what they're basically trying to do is take away everybody's benefits except if you're a veteran.
Except what? You faded out there.
Except if you were a combat veteran.
Oh, okay.
So, and I don't think anybody knows about it. My father-in-law sent me a text the other day that I think he got off Facebook where they're trying to blame it all on Kamala Harris.
Oh, that's weird.
Which was a new one that I hadn't heard.
Trump cut some veterans' benefits when he was president. I don't recall what they were specifically, but
he now to his credit, he started something called the White House Veterans Hotline,
mm-hmm.
which has been pretty effective.
Mm-hmm.
And I give him credit for that. And there were a couple something else he did I don't remember, but right. he did do a few things for the veterans. But this agenda that is just, you know how whacked it is. I
yeah.
mean, Social Security, VA.
Well, you've got to, the one interest group that I failed to mention when I was going through all the various groups that had input into Project 2025 was right-wing billionaires who don't want to pay income taxes. And so they're just in favor of cutting every government program there is, so there's no longer a rationale for income taxes. And, they generally call themselves libertarians or tech bros or whatever. And it's a very toxic mix. Tommy, thanks for the report on the veterans.
Give me 1 second. I'll read you something.
Sure.
I'm pitching a poll over here. So, it should be enough out of the way. This is what he sent me in a message. It says, comments from Kamala Harris regarding VA facilities. Quote, the United States government cannot continue to pay for every need of what has become a special class citizen. Veterans are equal to us, but not better than us. Veterans Affairs.
That, you can stop right there, Tommy. That is not anything that ever came out of Kamala Harris. The language.
Oh, absolutely.
Is dismissive. I mean, that's definitely not the kind of thing that any Democrat would write. It's just what you're reading there is propaganda. Probably came out of Moscow.
And that's what I saw too. There's a Rutgers report that actually takes it back to the original thing in Virginia or something years ago. They're just pulling stuff off, old stuff off the internet and then rewriting it.
Yeah.
But I really would like all the veterans to understand, because we don't post anything political on our site.
No, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been 100% supportive of America's veterans. In fact, Joe Biden is probably, his son was a veteran and he died from exposure to a burn pit in Iraq. Biden and Harris have probably been the most pro-veteran administration since Harry Truman and Franklin Roosevelt. I get it. Tommy, thanks for the flag on that. Thanks for alerting us. Jeff in Berkeley, Michigan. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, Tom, good afternoon. I wanted to share a story that could hopefully be an example of how we can kind of reintroduce all of our friends and family that are in the middle to Kamala Harris and try to support for Kamala Harris. For Kamala Harris. And certainly, I had actually been with my mother and my brother when Joe Biden stepped down. And so the conversation came up, and my mother is a staunch Reagan Republican, constantly listens and watches to Fox News and right-wing radio. But she was open to the idea and just had the, do you think that Kamala is competent? Obviously coming from some preconceived notions that she had. And looking at her and saying, yes, I absolutely do think she is. I talked about how she was, a former DA and a former AG. And those are things that she didn't know. And those are things that she seemed to pause and think twice on.
Yeah.
So I think, those are certainly things that we can do. We can reintroduce and have that be a way that people can get to know our current vice president and hopefully future president.
Well, good on you, Jeff, for talking to your relatives about Kamala Harris and about, the Democratic agenda and all, the accomplishments. I mean, if you just look at some of the accomplishments of the Biden-Harris administration, we now have the strongest economy in the world, literally. We have the lowest inflation rate in the world right now. They created 16 million new jobs. Wages are up. Their wages are actually going up faster than inflation. Inflation is down. The racial wealth gap is the lowest it's been in decades. We've had historic infrastructure investments. They lowered prescription drug costs. The record health insurance coverage, the smallest number of Americans who don't have health insurance in history, and those are all in red states where they refuse to expand Medicaid. The most significant climate law in history, one of the most significant in the world, the first major gun safety law in 31 years. They put the first black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, and she's just doing a spectacular job. They provided help for over 1 million veterans who were exposed to toxins, like Joe Biden's son was. The violent crime rate in the United States right now is at the lowest it's been in 50 years, 50 years. And border crossings right now are lower than when Donald Trump left office. So, there you go. Jeff, I gotta move along, but thank you for the call. Israel in Chandler, Arizona. Hey, Israel, what's up?
I have a VP candidate for you that I'm surprised I'm not hearing anything about, and that's Julian Castro from Texas.
Now, two people yesterday suggested him.
I missed the program yesterday.
he's a great guy. He would bring the Hispanic vote.
He checks a lot of boxes, I think. Three states that are critical, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada. He can blunt the numbers. We won't win in Florida or Texas, but he can blunt the numbers there. Yeah. And two other more important things. He's 50. And he's not in a current public office, so
what is he doing right now? I mean, he was in the cabinet of Obama, right?
Yes. Yeah. And he ran very briefly in 2020, and of course didn't attract the numbers. And he's been in private practice, and he's also connected with the Center for American Progress, the John Podesta organization. Right.
So he's
kind of stayed involved in community things. Yes. He's an attorney, but he's been vetted nationally, and he's had national exposure as part of Obama's cabinet. So there's that to consider as well. And I think most especially his age, 50.
Yeah. No, I think he would be a great choice. I don't think there's any bad choices right now. I have not heard a single name that I wouldn't be enthusiastic
about. I vote for any
about.
Of them in my sleep.
There you go. Israel, thank you for the call. Apparently, we'll know by August 7th. I had figured we'd know by today, but hey, the suspense is great.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You know, Trump dragged it out right up to the Republican convention just to keep speculation going and keep his name in the headlines. Not a bad idea. We'll be right back. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Todd Almost Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and it really is a melting pot.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
you are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it makes to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro-kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman or enter the code Hartman with two N's at the end before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman at cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's on the end.
I'm here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward, don't you back down. Come into my
52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Jonathan in Portland. Hey, Jonathan, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. So I wanted to talk about librarians and the library, and I just want to preface this by saying that of all the people in society, I really have the highest regard for librarians, and I really felt like they were the bulwark against authoritarianism and held our civil rights up, protected them.
Remember when George W. Bush was investigating librarians in 2003? And they
remember that. And so he was investigating his own wife?
Actually, I guess so. But they had this whole thing about they thought that libraries and librarians might have been some sort of vector point for terrorism, as I recall. I don't recall all the details. I just remember.
Well, I remember at 9/11 when libraries were the epicenter of warrantless searches,
right.
And it was the librarians that were protecting us.
That's right.
These
That's right. And they were putting up signs saying that, you know, your activity at this library might be monitored by the police and all that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and of course, I was very disturbed about the investigation you mentioned. I wanted to relate a personal experience that happened recently at the Multnomah County Central Library with me. I had come there and happened on a talk that was being given by outgoing District Attorney Mike Schmidt. Mm-hmm. And I was invited to attend, and I thought, well, this is interesting. And came in and began to video the event, and it was a big public room and, you know, just moderate amount of people. Within 30 seconds, I had three people come up and try to throw me out for videoing the event, and one of them was a librarian, and she was accusing me of causing a disturbance. And I said, well, no, you're causing the disturbance. And I said, I know my rights, and I'm a journalist, and I have a weekly half-hour program that reaches 400,000 people. Mm-hmm. And if you want, you can call the police and have me thrown out. And at which point she left, and I listened to the information, which I found very interesting, mm-hmm. tried to ask a question, wasn't called on by the host of the event, so I finally just forced the issue a bit. And I asked Mike Schmidt there, I said, you know, I said, I wanted to ask another question, but I said, well, is what I'm doing illegal? Isn't it a constitutionally protected activity under the First Amendment? And he kind of smiled and sheepishly said, you're not doing anything criminal. And I'm glad he was there because, you know, the librarians could very well have called the police and thrown me out and trampled my civil rights. And by the way, one of the most interesting things that Mike Schmidt said was that he had to throw out many cases because of a Fourth Amendment violations by the police in Portland. So that's
Fourth Amendment
is
privacy rights, FYI.
Privacy, well, searches and seizures, illegal searches and seizures,
yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah, I should add, for people who don't know who we're talking about here, Mike Schmidt was basically replaced by a far more conservative district attorney this time. Yeah, a lot of it had to do with homeless issues and things like that, but he was our outgoing DA.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, you know, legitimate criticism against him, I think, from both sides. But it's a tough job.
And the event was being actually videotaped on the security cameras, and I did a public records request and got a copy of that video. So, the whole tenor of the libraries have changed. You know, the Central Library just had undergone a renovation, and it's a strange place. They got rid of maybe a third of their books. They cut down the height of the bookcases by a third so they can have a clear line of sight, all for security.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken private areas and, in an odd way, made them public. Now the main bathroom on the main floor has a big glass door where you can see inside, so you can see people coming in and out of the stalls and washing their hands.
My guess is that was because homeless people were making use of public spaces like libraries. And you can't simply
they've made renovations to accommodate a great deal of that.
Yeah.
But the point is that librarians are turning into bouncers, and they're becoming increasingly ignorant, and they're trampling our constitutional rights as well.
Huh. Well, I'm sorry you had a bad experience there, Jonathan. I still think librarians are doing noble work, but I get it. Thanks a lot for the call. Wow. We'll be back on the other side of the break. How the Proud Boys are preparing for a second Trump term and Jezebel? Really? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Maggie Dawn.
Next, have you heard of the recombobulation area? Well, Dan Schaefer is sitting in the host chair, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.